91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We talk a little bit about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Nicole De La Pena from the U of A.
Hi, nice to be here.
Thanks for coming. What are you doing at the U of A?
Right now, I'm working in Dr. Carol Barnes' lab, working with monkey macaque brain slices.
Monkey brains?
Monkey brains, yes.
Are you putting them on slides?
We are. So we get a full monkey brain, and then we slice them, and then we mount them on different slides.
What are you finding?
So we're looking at the expression of different calcium binding proteins and also different neurons that express certain chemicals. And we are looking at areas of the brain that we believe modulate learning and memory.
And what areas are those?
The ventral tegmental area, also known as the VTA, and the locus coeruleus. We're looking at more of spatial memory, tasks that involve the hippocampus especially. The learning paradigms are actually performed at a different university, and then we just deal with the actual brains and neuroanatomy.
I'm curious, how can you look at memory when the brain is no longer working?
Right. So we take the data that from the learning paradigms and the learning tasks that they do at a different university, and then we pair that up with the neuroanatomy that we actually analyze. So we're trying to look for correlations in certain chemical expressions and then also how they performed on different learning tasks. So the main focus of the research, I guess, is how aging affects the neuroanatomy of these different brains. So how the expression of certain proteins, of certain chemicals, differs as we age in these certain areas.
You're probably finding that as you get older, your memory gets better, right?
We wish that happened. But we are finding from preliminary studies that as we age, we have certain proteins. They're calcium-binding proteins. When a neuron gets excited, calcium will influx into the cell. And we're seeing that older monkeys actually have more calcium-binding proteins, which means they're having a dysregulation of the calcium that's actually entering the cell, and the cell becomes hyperexcitable, which is not good for learning and memory.
The cell opens up and takes on some calcium, and then it becomes hyperexcitable?
When you get older, the ability of the cell to allow that calcium to come into the cell is increased as we age.
So it's like the door opens wider.
Right, exactly. The brain needs a balance between excitability and inhibition to make sure that as you're forming new memories, that you can get rid of other ones so you can make space for those new memories to be consolidated. And if you have hyperexcitable neurons, you don't have the ability to let go of unimportant memories so that you can encode new important memories.
So our understanding of the brain, you know, last time I checked, we didn't really know that much about it.
Yeah, that's still true.
Okay. But would you say that more and more is being learned?
Oh, yes. There's advances happening every day, and we're getting more details about how individual components work, how the system level works, and it's advancing every day. A lot of people are very intrigued by the brain and how that works because it seems to be the center of what makes us us.
It's kind of like when your phone fills up. And your phone's all full, and it's like, I'm sorry, you can't take any more in. You got to dump out some stuff first.
Right, exactly. You don't want a ton of connections because you'll never be able to find the memory that you specifically want to recall.
Nicole, what do you think you're going to do in the future?
In the future, I definitely want to pursue something medical. So right now, I'm struggling between making the decision between applying for just medical school or going into an MD-PhD, which is a mixture between medical school and graduate school, basically.
You're going to continue learning.
Right, yes.
Because you can never stop.
You can never stop learning. There's always more.
It's like thinking. You can't stop thinking. Do you ever listen to music?
I do. I love music. I actually play 6 instruments. I play mellophone, trumpet, French horn, tenor saxophone, piano, and guitar.
So what kind of music do you like? Do you like the polyphonic spree?
I listen to a lot of different genres, but I really like indie rock, alternative, things like that, folk music even. I'm really big a fan of.
What have you been listening to lately?
Lately, I've been listening to this band called The Neighborhood. They're like an alternative indie rock band. I really like them. And also the Arctic Monkeys. They just make me feel very powerful. And I need